Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Scott, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thank you.
So, Scott, the numbers this week that you reported on Twitter today, going from 1496 down in registration in bucks to only 1222, that's a big, big uptick in the weekly numbers. What's happening?
Yeah, this is huge. So we had our primary in Pennsylvania on April 23rd. And, you know, that's when we're a closed primary state. So people have to be registered with a party to vote in the primary. And that's when we had presidential, we had congressional elections, state, et cetera. So really, after April 23rd, there's no real reason to register with a party because the next election is November. Unless, of course, you're preparing for next year. And so I was expecting, you know, perhaps some of these Bucks County numbers, maybe Democrats had registered as a Republican so they could vote in our primary. That happens from time to time. And so I thought maybe that number might go up again and we might see more Democrats registering in Bucks. But that wasn't the case. In fact, I want to read you, because I get a weekly report. It comes out on every single Monday. And here's what happened in the last 7 days in Bucks County. 33 Republicans switched to Democrat. Those are probably Democrats that switched to Republican for the primary. And 49 no party affiliated switched to Democrat. But listen to this. At the same time, 120 Democrats flipped to Republican in Bucks County. And furthermore, 85 no party affiliated, otherwise known as independents, switched to Republican. And then statewide, it's very fascinating. 724 Democrats switched, 724 Republicans switched to Democrat. So again, those are probably maybe Nikki Haley supporters or, you know, people that wanted to switch to Republican to vote in our primary. But at the same time, 1,800 Democrats switched to Republican. So there is something going on here in Pennsylvania. And I will tell you that we've been doing a targeted campaign reaching out to the Jewish community across Pennsylvania and especially Bucks County. And we've been reaching out not only to independent voters, but also registered Democrats. And we have a wonderful cadre of people across the country that are writing postcards, handwritten postcards into Bucks County from California and from all over. And I do believe that that is making an impact in why we're seeing the numbers play out like they are.
Scott, couldn't agree more. And the genius of having these people in these states where there's no shot, you're wasting your time, you know, California to flip that, maybe New York, but not California, that they can have impact. You've empowered them in this idea, and then you've inspired them to do a lot more of it. We talked about this woman that wrote 780 some of those, and tonight you're going to be on a national show with me. I know you've done a lot of national shows, but I don't think this audience knows enough about how you got started with the cleanup campaign and what you've morphed into now with this. That is just, and I think the skill that is just breeds through you is the goodness of what you want for the country, but you're an incrementalist. Too many people think you just do this overnight. It's the incremental battle. You inspire people to see that. So based on these projections, maybe Bucks County flips. We're hoping in August. We got another reason to celebrate then.
Absolutely. Well, I can't wait to see y'all on June 21st for your annual party down in Wildwood, New Jersey, and I will be there. And maybe if it even flips by then, oh my gosh, if it flips by then, you will see
well,
a very wild
that's guy. What I'm telling you. We need people to work extremely hard. I'm telling you, Johnny Z will open up another outlet there. We're going to, Scott, the people that want to come and meet you, it is incredible. Really, you've inspired people to just think, how does this, well, I saw it in Harrogate, the border of Kensington, with that lady from the main line asking you questions, coming into one of the roughest areas on the East Coast. It is tremendous.
Thank you. Well, and, you know, I made Democrats really happy this last week and really sad at the same time because I said I went to jail. And the Democrats got really happy because they probably thought that I really went to jail, but they don't realize that I went to the DuPage County Jail in Illinois to actually go meet with inmates and talk to them about voting. And one thing that people don't understand in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is if you are a former felon and you are no longer incarcerated, your rights are restored. So if you are listening right now to the Dom Giordano show, and maybe that's your, maybe this story relates to you, slide into my DMs at Scott Pressler on X, and I would love to meet with you personally. I would, wherever it is in Pennsylvania, I'd love to register you to vote. And let's make sure that we're voting to make the state, the Commonwealth, and our country better. And who better than people that have suffered at the hands of the criminal injustice system like President Trump is, where that jury is deliberating right now, who better than to help help make sure that we have a system of justice for all?
Absolutely. Now, where do people go to? You know, we have a lot of people in Jersey and Delaware where it's very difficult for them, but they can influence what goes on here in Pennsylvania, and you direct them to do it. Where do they go, Scott?
Yeah, I really need help. Like, if you're sitting at home right now and you're watching these jury deliberations and you're going, gosh, I feel so helpless. I want to do something. And you're going, but Scott, I live in Delaware. We know how it's going to vote. Or Scott, you know, Jersey's a bit of an uphill battle. What can I do? Please pick up your iPhone, your Android, go to your App Store or your Play Store. And I want you to download, please, Early Vote Action. Early, like you're early to something, vote, V-O-T-E, action. And it's free application. And you're going to be able, from that application, to send text messages to members of the Jewish community or young Democrat males in Pittsburgh with an anti-war, pro-peace message. Or you can even write postcards, go to Wally World, Walmart, pick up some letters. You can write some postcards. I'm only asking for people to do five. Or you can even make phone calls. So literally from the comfort of your home, you can help reach out to voters in Pennsylvania and help save our country using the Early Vote Action application on your phone.
Absolutely. Scott, can hardly wait for the 21st, and you know that. But for listeners, the Barefoot Country event, 40,000 people is there. Sounds like Pressler Country to me. We'll have to nominate it for that.
Oh, gosh. I'm so gosh darn excited. It's going to be awesome.
Scott, thank you. Talk with you tonight.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.